Orgasm Denial, a Lawn Meditation Guide to Strengthening Your Golden Core. Created by Opal Song
and Vauvain.
Fandom, The Untamed, and or Modao Zushi. Rating, explicit. Relationships, Lan Wangji, Wei Wuxian, and Lan Xichun, Jiang Cheng. And Jiang Yanli, Jin Zixuan. Envision Lan Orgasm Denial, I think of it as like a clan rules thing, or at least an optional meditation thing.
Oh, I can 100% see that too.
Optionally, a Lan for extra golden core strengthening, once they are interested in sex, can work themselves up every day, or more, almost to the edge, and then stop. And go about their day as normal. And, like, a normal lawn might do this and then get off at the end of the day, or, like, every other day, or maybe once a week. Lan Wangji has never had an orgasm. Never let himself.
Holy shit. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Diligently works himself up like 2 to 3 times a day, depending on time, space, energy, etc., and then stops. And possibly Lan Xichun, too?
Well, I mean, in that case, Wei Wuxian would make it his personal mission to fix that, and then make holding off extremely difficult thereafter.
Possibly they have some sort of chastity device they wear to sleep, so no getting hard at night, no wasting that energy.
I just think Lan Wangji is basically 100% willing to hand over control of his orgasms to Wei Wuxian.
So, I think Wei Wuxian would actually find out in the turtle cave.
Many exclamation marks.
Because it is 9 p.m., which means it is jerk-off then sleep time for Lan Wangji. And, like, Wei Wuxian is like, what is happening? But he can be on board with some no-homo jerking it. Just bros being bros, right? Only then, Lan Wangji stops! Or maybe Lan Wangji waits until he thinks Wei Wuxian is asleep?
Drags fingers down face. Why is Wei Wuxian like this? He'd absolutely say something. The boy has only a few isolated pockets of shame on his entire person, and the rest is 100% blurting shit out.
But regardless, Wei Wuxian is weirded out and can't stop thinking about it after Lan Wangji explains. It sticks in his brain. Lan Wangji has never had an orgasm.
He's just going about his day, watching Lan Wangji's face and thinking, underneath that cold, blank expression, he must be so goddamn horny all the time. Wow.
But here's the thing. I think Wei Wuxian respects Lan Wangji's wishes. At least when he's firm on things, by this point at least. So I think he'd tease and push, but when Lan Wangji said, no, I do not want to orgasm, I think Wei Wuxian would take that. Lol, yes?
It's a totally normal heterosexual thing to obsess over. Also, yeah, he's a good boy.
Wei Wuxian wonders exactly once about Lan Chiren and wipes that entire thought from his brain. Totally normal, Wei Wuxian. Totally. Eventually, when he is recovered, I think maybe he might confide in Jiang Cheng. I don't know who we want to bang Lan Xichun, but that person has got to find out. I think Wei Wuxian bugs Lan Wangqi about it every time he sees him. Have you yet?
In this verse, it can be Jiang Cheng for the comedically horrified expression Jiang Cheng makes.
LOL! And then Jiang Cheng can't stop thinking about it!
Listen, regular masturbation is the only release valve he has that's making him not, like, chi deviate.
Why did you do this to me, Wei Wuxian? I hate you! OMG! Jiang Cheng! I am laughing so hard right now! This is my canon now! OMG! Maybe Wei Wuxian and Jiang Cheng try and they make it, like, 2 hours. And Jian Yang Li is like, what are you doing? And of course, Wei Wuxian actually explains. And she is like, huh.
Oh my god, Wei Wuxian. Jiang Cheng nearly dies on the spot of mortification.
And much, much later, Jin Zixuan curses them both out because Jiang Yan Li is going to make them the strongest couple, damn it. He hasn't come in weeks.
Oh, wow. Yes.
She isn't going to let her Shirdi beat her, cute, determined face. Wei Wuxian, turning to Jin Zixuan, like, I am so, so sorry. But back to the main plot.
Eventually, later on, they'll get together, Jiang Cheng and Lan Xichen. And Lan Xichen will calmly explain the wholesome virtues of self-control, and Jiang Cheng does not want to admit that he would cheerfully roll himself out on the floor like a carpet for Lan Xichen to walk on.
Aww! Yes!
Like, I'm not sorry. The best thing about Jiang Cheng, Lan Xichen, is how very obvious it is that Lan Xichen tops.
Yes! 100%! Anyone who tells you otherwise, Jiang Cheng, is lying. OMG, what if there is a lesser-known meditation that Lan Xichun knows about because he reads the forbidden scriptures? That is the opposite. So he extols the virtues of not coming and then works Jiang Cheng over and over and over. So, plot. I don't really want to get into the picky fix-it details, but I also want this to take place in a verse where Lotus Pier doesn't fall, Wei Wuxian doesn't die, and Jin Guangyao doesn't go totally evil.
Fun fact, there is a series of meditative techniques that are supposed to let you orgasm dry, and somehow the, like, essence still nourishes your jing, read Golden Core, and leaves you, ready to go again faster than usual. Those are some real books that exist.
Lan Xichun knows this.
Of course he does now.
He offers to help Jiang Cheng with this. I am now imagining a Jiang Cheng, much later, that can basically orgasm with a word from Lan Xichun. No build-up, just bam! And like, Jiang Cheng wants this! He is the one who pushed for it!
He both knows what he signed up for and absolutely did not know what he was signing up for. In the sense that it's just a whole lot. Just a whole lot.
Lol, yes. But also, he doesn't want to stop because he is good at this and it is helping. He is stronger and stronger the more they do it. And it isn't like he doesn't enjoy it.
Whoever he has helping him out with his hand wave duties is like, huh, you seem more chill lately.
Even when Lan Xichun is a trolley dick face and makes him come dry just outside a large gathering, just raises an eyebrow and at Jiang Cheng's flushed slight nod, puts a hand over his mouth and says a word and just bam, in the middle of the hall. Lol, yes. Because he is. He's always kind of fucked out. OMG, what if it is Wei Wuxian who is like, wow, you were more chill. And just doesn't get it.
I love it. Wow. How did this become about Lan Xichun again? Are we a tiny bit obsessed? I just think there's underappreciated kinky potential in there.
Yes! But also, the point of the story is not just Jiang Cheng being worked over by Lan Xichun. It is Lan Wangji choosing to orgasm at some point.
Yes. Before or after he and Wei Wuxian get together?
And Wei Wuxian edging him in the meantime.
Ha, good. Wei Wuxian's just been like, well, I do not get it, but I'm getting to come my brains out over here on the regular, so large language shrug.
Yep. So they need to get together. Which happens sooner because Wei Wuxian cannot get Lan Wangji's potential O-face out of his head. But when does it happen? And how? And when and how for Lan Xichun and Jiang Cheng, too.
Oh god, okay, that calls for plot.
OMG, Wei Wuxian's burning jealousy when he finally figures out that Jiang Cheng can come on command.
He's not sure if he wants to do that or have it done to him. But honestly, I see Wei Wuxian as a kind of odd sexual omnivore. Like, his main interest here is to forget his own name for a solid minute after, and will give a lot of stuff a shot in service of that goal.
Yep.
What if Wei Wuxian doesn't get kicked out of glad recesses? The timing is wrong, right? Or what if somehow Wei Wuxian doesn't get kicked out of glad recesses because he finds out about the orgasm thing real early on, and then Jiang Yanli is watching Jin Zixuan with such a thoughtful expression that all that stuff just doesn't happen. They get together because Jin Zixuan catches Jiang Yanli looking at him and has, like, an awakening, and no one is kicked out. There can be a yin-iron subplot, I guess. Wei Wuxian and Lan Mengji still get stuck in the cold cave, and who knows what happens. This is the trouble with canon. It's complicated. I just want everyone to be okay, and Wei Wuxian and Lan Mengji to get together during a joint night hunt, like a year later or something, because Wei Wuxian has not been able to stop thinking about Lan Mengji since he left Glad Recesses, and Lan Mengji has been struggling a lot with the whole orgasm denial thing recently.
Oh. Okay, but what if I kind of want the reveal to be in the turtle cave, for no other reason than it is stuck in my head, and also I can't figure out how to get Wei Wuxian to know otherwise. But after that, if somehow the Sunshot campaign doesn't happen, like, maybe Wen Qing loses it and murders her way through the Wens or something. And, like, a year later, after not seeing each other, or seeing each other irregularly, with Wei Wuxian continually poking Lan Wangji about orgasms, and Lan Wangji finding it harder and harder to back off on days he has seen Wei Wuxian, the hunt happens that the Jin host in canon, only it's a couple years earlier. But Jin Zixun is still a dick.
It really doesn't take much to get close these days. Usually he doesn't imagine much. There's exercises and stuff. But Wei Wuxian keeps sort of creeping in. Also, yes.
And by now, Wei Wuxian has told Jiang Cheng and Jiang Yanli.
Phew. And Jiang Yanli and Jin Zixuan are married. Wait, are they? My timeline here is hazy, but
They aren't! This is the thing where he is the most awkward. But it's okay, Because now Jiang Yanli knows, and also Jin Zixuan shows off just enough for her to figure out he has potential. He is moldable. But key here is that this is the scene of the blindfolded kiss.
La Mengji, like, nearly comes on the spot, probably.
Yes! Which leads him to, thesis confirmed, Wei Wuxian makes this whole thing more efficient. Also, I like him, and he hung the moon.
Stop. It's true.
And Wei Wuxian is like, kiss?
Jiang Yanli and Jin Zixuan get together earlier, probably soon after the night hunt. Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji kiss on Phoenix Mountain, and Lan Wangji is just in a constant state of nearly losing his shit.
Lol! Lan Wangji, your life is so hard! But how? How do Lan Zixun and Zhang Cheng get together?
My housemate is giving me a weird look because I just burst out laughing. I know! But the thing is, it actually makes sense for them to get together. Like, because if the Sunshot campaign and all the Wen stuff doesn't happen, and Lan Mengji and Wei Bishen are hanging out more, ignoring their respective brothers, who are maybe a little miffed about this, then it makes sense if, like, at every conference, when Wei Bishen and Lan Mengji disappear, Zhang Cheng and Lan Xicheng have a chat, initiated probably by Lan Xicheng. And Zhang Cheng is a spiky cactus of a human, so maybe he has no problem speaking to Lan Xicheng enough that at one point he's talking to Wei Wuxian about him. And Wei Wuxian is like, wait, when did you start calling him Xicheng? Have you guys been hanging out?
Ooh, yes!
Does Lan Xicheng find Zhang Cheng kind of entertaining and decide to try flirting, like, both for the hell of it and because he thinks flustered Zhang Cheng might be hilarious? Flustered Zhang Cheng is totally hilarious.
And even though Zhang Cheng is a spiky cactus, Lan Zixun is just so nice and will take it.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Yes, OMG, I need this. Lan Zixun trolling Zhang Cheng by gently flirting at him.
Yup. Zhang Cheng's entire face goes red when he works out that it's flirting.
And Zhang Cheng eventually is tomato red and blows up that Lan Zixun just needs to get off or something if he thinks Zhang Cheng is actually attractive. And Lan Zixun responds with, oh? Very soft and polite, and Zhang Cheng wants to die. And then, are you offering to help?
Oh God, does he say something like, well, we can reconvene in the morning and I'll let you know. Oh, no, that's better. Wow, yours I mean.
Zhang Cheng is half convinced he is dead because this has to be a dream. There is no way.
Yep.
And he just keeps running at the mouth. Oh no, please shut up.
He is an actual virgin, never been kissed. And Lan Xicheng is talking like he's had sex lots of times. Maybe with, like, different people. Oh man, yes.
And he asks if Lan Xicheng is like Lan Wangji. Has he ever come? Because, yeah, he is flirting like he knows what he is doing. But also, Zhang Cheng can't get Lan denial out of his head.
Lan Xicheng turns this into suggestive flirting. Lan Xicheng is not weird about self-denial like Lan Wangji is, and has indeed had orgasms sometimes, like a normal person. Maybe Lan Xicheng politely asks if Zhang Cheng would like to learn more about Lan techniques. Zhang Cheng is beginning to seriously think about actively arranging his own death instead of just hoping for it to happen. Maybe he says something incredibly stupid, like, yes. Lan Xicheng is totally down at this point to show Zhang Cheng a thing or two, and Zhang Cheng is amazed to find that he really can continue to make things worse. For example, by being really turned on and into Lan Xicheng.
Was cutting chicken and couldn't respond, OMG! One, even though Lan Xichun does have orgasms, I still think he goes way far into the whole Lan denial thing. So he has them, but only sometimes. And generally only with another person. A fact which he says with a straight face to Jiang Cheng, who is dying, and then says, "It's about time for one, but I haven't had anyone to have sex with, so I left it." Two, yes to him asking if Jiang Cheng wants to learn more.
Yes, this. Many exclamation marks.
Three, I laughed so hard out loud to my raw chicken at the something stupid like yes. Oh. But let's get back to Jiang Cheng wanting to die because he said yes.
And anyway, I just thought it would be super hilarious if Jiang Cheng and Lan Xichun get together before Wei Yuxian and Lan Wangji sort out their shit even a little bit.
Like, WTF! Lan Xichun obviously didn't mean it, and now it's gonna be awkward.
Right? Except there is a hand very gently resting on his elbow. Very likely. Easy to brush off if he wishes. The barest suggestion.
And Jiang Cheng is panicking a little!
Maybe, like, a whole lot. Maybe this is, like, in top 10 panics territory. Maybe he just blurts out something like, "What are you doing?" Because he wasn't ready for this to be an actual thing that happens.
Yes!
Frankly, he was not ready for the idea that someone might express an interest.
He was down for the flirting and feeling embarrassed and such because it was all a joke. Right? Right? Only now it is real and he is not ready. And Lan Xichun catches this immediately.
Poor Jiang Cheng is going to have to go away and scream into an empty forest for a bit. To cope. Yeah, poor Jiang Cheng.
Jiang Cheng, he is into this. The sex thing. But he isn't ready right now. Like, in this very moment.
So, things are awkward.
Because he's always a joke. He needs to get his head around someone actually wanting him.
Okay, sudden open sobbing in the club tonight, folks.
Much less Lan Xichun!
Does he actually say out loud in a strangled voice something that boils down to, "I need to go reevaluate my life now," and maybe also scream into a pillow? And Lan Xichun says something gentle, but also polite, and smooths over the awkwardness like he always somehow knows how to do. And Jiang Cheng has several more whole feelings. I think Lan Xichun is a little intrigued, actually. He does such a good job of hitting on Meng Yao. I feel like he's used to it. Used to people sort of gently blossoming under his careful attention. And he was maybe not the absolute most deadly serious in hitting on Jiang Cheng, but he's sort of oddly more serious about it now. Anyway, the scene can clearly cut there after Jiang Cheng has nearly literally run away to have emotions, and Lan Xichun is just watching him go. I wonder if after Jiang Cheng sort of doesn't quite actually run away, Lan Xichun finds himself thinking about it a lot. Like, he likes Jiang Cheng. They're friends. He's flirted with friends before for fun and profit. I'm unsure how we're dealing with Meng Yao in this verse, except he and Lan Xichun obviously had a thing. But maybe he goes back to Qinghe and Ye Mingxue is fine, and that's basically that.
OMG! Lan Xichun flirting with friends for fun and profit! Ooh!
Maybe they bang whenever they're at the same conference or something?
Lan Xichun... Nie Mingtui was definitely a thing back in the Cloud Recesses days. Nie Mingtui gave Lan Xichun his first orgasm. The first person who was worth it.
Yes.
Meng Yao comes along with Nie Mingtui's brother, and Lan Zixun sees the signs of Nie Mingtui all over him.
Yes.
And he is so pretty. And maybe Lan Zixun and Nie Mingtui have a sharing is caring thing, which Lan Zixun talks to him about regarding Zheng Cheng, because Zheng Cheng wouldn't take it well. I'm not sure about this.
Oh no, take it back.
Nie Mingtui is the one person Lan Zixun orgasms for. So when he feels like it's been too long and he's ready, he goes for a visit. But Nie Mingtui hasn't been able to get away, and neither has Lan Zixun.
See, I think that if we're doing this, like really doing this, Zheng Cheng absolutely does not fucking share. And you probably have to take Lan Zixun from pleasant friends with benefit type affairs to, no, seriously, this is a relationship. At least eventually. I like that.
And Nie Mingtui knows that Lan Zixun's actual type is pretty twink. So preps Meng Yao to sleep with him if he wants. Meng Yao wants so bad.
Many exclamation marks.
Oh, yeah.
I really want to imagine that conversation. Like, Nie Mingtui, you can sleep with Lan Zixun if you like, but I'm warning you, he's incredibly hot and will make you feel like the only person in the room.
Lol.
Meng Yao, I can handle that. Narrator, Meng Yao could not handle that, at least not without screaming internally a lot.
Also, you are going to come as many times as physically possible, and he will come once. Pick that time wisely.
Meng Yao has, like, a fucking religious experience and eventually returns to Qinghe with, like, some self-esteem, looking a lot more relaxed. Is that the main plot change catalyst? Lan Zixun and Meng Yao bang a lot way earlier and Meng Yao chills the fuck out?
That is the plot change for Meng Yao for sure! I think that from the outside, it looks like a hard move for Lan Zixun to move from friends with benefits to serious monogamous relationship, but it isn't. I don't think there was anything casual about the way he thought of Nie Mingtui. He knew Nie Mingtui and Meng Yao thought of it as casual, and that was completely fine with him. He liked it that way. Nie Mingtui and Meng Yao wasn't the right person and couldn't handle the intensity of his needs. And needed different things.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty much what I was angling for.
I think he approaches flirting with Zheng Cheng first as hilarious trolling, because he knows he is devastatingly pretty. And then he finds that, yeah, he could sleep with this guy. And then Zheng Cheng freaks out. And Lan Zixun just wants to wrap him in blankets and build up his self-esteem and protect! And that is new and fun. And he thinks, wow, yeah, okay, I am on board with this. And now it depends on if Zheng Cheng can handle his intensity. Spoilers, he craves it. Meng Yao is low-key jealous of Zheng Cheng once they're a couple. But also, respect. Because Meng Yao is pretty sure he couldn't handle that on a regular basis.
Yes, this exactly. This is the thing I was after. It's honestly a good thing that Zheng Cheng kind of runs away, because Lan Zixun gets to watch him leave like, oh no, I'm having a feeling. Though I feel like, unlike Lan Wangji, his feelings do not hit him in the face. They more sort of politely knock, but with rapidly increasing volume and speed.
Yes! It helps that he is open to having feelings.
While he's smiling neutrally, like, I have totally normal and not intense emotions, but it's really just that he gets a little more lead time. Yes.
He accepts them as they come. Ugh, that smile while such intense emotions! I am having a feeling.
I know. I tie a little. Teach me your secrets, Lan Zixun. But yeah, he's so used to carefully modulating his feelings and how he presents them, so people are not alarmed by his intensity. But of course, Jiang Cheng is not alarmed by intensity. It's kind of his whole deal.
Yes! This is so good for me! Jiang Cheng can match him! Only, Jiang Cheng shows his intense emotions all the time! Crying, it's so perfect!
I feel like I remember us starting this AU chat not being super intense, Jiang Cheng, Lan Xichen, shippers. And now look at us.
Look! Intense emotion! My forever ship for Jiang Cheng will always be Nie Huaisang, but I can get behind this.
It's so good if they rub off on each other. Jiang Cheng learning how to do a spot of emotional self-regulation. Lan Xichen learning how to express himself authentically sometimes. Brackets. Yes, yes. I too am very, very fond of Jiang Cheng, Nie Huaisang.
Crying! I'm not crying! You're crying!
I don't care. I was totally crying. I wonder if Jiang Cheng, once they've got together, is like, wow, I could sure use learning how to do that thing you do sometimes, where I don't get totally torn apart with my own feelings and make a mess. And Lan Xichen is like, I have an idea about that, actually. This is the start of the orgasm on command thing.
Wow.
I know, right? We can just sit in silence for a moment and absorb that. My brain is really receiving some blessings today. Lan Xichen. There are methods and meditations for emotional regulation, Jiang Cheng. It's not surprising that a powerful cultivator would experience intense emotions. Do your sect not teach how to deal with that? What do you think the orgasm denial stuff is for?
OMG! Because learning to not be horny all the time at puberty will do that to a person.
Right. Exactly.
And Jiang Cheng is like, no, that is not normal. And Lan Xichen is like, suddenly things make so much more sense. The Nie learn to control emotions because Saber, but they mostly control it by training a lot or finding another intense hobby, i.e. fan painting.
Yep, yep, yep. Maybe if you investigate the Yunmengjiang Library, you'll find that some ancestor has written about emotional control and how you maybe need a spot of it. But honestly, if you just try to achieve enough impossible things, the force of your emotions is pretty helpful.
Yes! This! Yes!
Why is our King Fick creating a plot and world building?
Because it is me! This whole thing started with world building. What if lawn meditation was weird?
It is also me, and honestly, I don't know why I'm surprised.
But Jiang Cheng runs away because Lan Xichen is too nice and actually wants to have sex with him. Him! And Lan Xichen is all like, oh no, I am having a feeling.
Yep. Maybe Wei Wuxian comes back from bothering Lan Manji and is like, Jiang Cheng, what happened? You look like, I've never seen that face before on you.
Does Lan Xichen have to corner Jiang Cheng to talk again? Does Jiang Cheng storm up to him like, I am ready? Oh, yes, best bros!
Jiang Cheng is like, I think Lan Xichen hit on me. He called me Wenyin. It was weird. What is he doing? I had a line of dialogue in my head that's not that, but it is gone now and I'm mad.
And Wei Wuxian panics a little and yells for Shurtsie.
Yep.
And then they have a sibling emotion fest. Because, wow, Jiang Cheng, begging a lawn. Jiang Cheng. I haven't begged anyone. Jiang Cheng. It was flirting. Jung Chung. I think!
I don't necessarily think this would happen. Wouldn't it be hilarious if they all sorted their shit out during the Phoenix Mountain thing? And then they go home and Jung Fengmian is like, we have to arrange 3 goddamn weddings.
OMG! And it was all because Lan Zichun made Jung Chung realize he was serious, because now they have a sibling emotion fest.
Yes. Shijie is the best, obviously, and says that Jung Chung is great. Wei Wuxian says he's an idiot, but he's a likable idiot. And if Lan Zichun was messing with him, she's going to poison his tea.
And Jung Yun Li bangs their heads together because they each have a Lan panting after them.
Yes.
Yes! Protective Jung Yun Li! OMG, what if she talks to Lan Zichun during the banquet and says that? And he is like, I am so serious. And then takes Jung Chung out somewhere private and proposes.
You could even structure this whole bit like a comedy play even. Have a bit where the setup is introduced and then have the whole drama takes place over, I don't know, the 3 days of the Jin Festival thing.
Because Lan's have zero chill.
Holy shit, you're right. They have no chill at all. I feel like it might take one more meeting for Lan Zichun to drive directly to proposals.
And Lan Zichun has decided.
Like, maybe they talk again and Lan Zichun is serious, but he's going to, you know, have a talk with Jungta rather than propose immediately.
If we want to actually structure this thing.
But then it goes well, and he has a lot of emotions, and then he actually does sort of blurt out a proposal that he planned to do at some later appropriate time.
Yeah, I think maybe they talk before the banquet. Maybe it devolves pretty quickly into makeouts and grinding, but they do talk. If we want to actually structure this thing like a comedy. Prologue, Turtle Cave, where no homo jerking it, and Wei Wuxian finding out. Act 1, day 1 of the hunt, opening banquet. Jung Chung and Jung Yun Li know. Flashback to hilarious circumstances when they find out. Lan Zichun, Yiming Chui, and Meng Yao meeting. Acknowledge current status quo. Intro, Jin Zixuan somehow.
Yes, I love the comedy play vibe where everything happens in a very short space of time for this somehow. No, I'm not completely attached to it or anything.
I like it, but at the same time, I think we lose the focus on the porn.
You know, that is an excellent point. It's fine. We can sort of channel the spirit of that, but not actually commit.
I think that we could write an equally hilarious comedy thing with the same 3 days of the Baifeng hunt and have people getting together hilariously without the orgasm denial at all, which I think is worth doing, but not for this fic. Add that to the list. If we want structure, maybe 5 times Wei Wuxian or Jiang Cheng orgasmed and 1 time Lan Wangji or Lan Zichun did too.
That does somewhat limit the scope, because I feel like there's a lot of story here.
Yeah, we have 2 main pairs, but also Jiang Yan Li, Jin Zixuan, denial shenanigans. But I do think the story comes, lol, down to the times when the pairs get it on. 1. Lan Wangji and Wei Wuxian in the cave, no homo style, which is where Wei Wuxian finds out about all of this stuff.
Maybe it's like a series, each a different focus. But my main thing here is I desperately want a scene where Lan Zichun makes Jung Chung orgasm in public, and Jung Chung does a remarkable job of keeping it together, but someone notices, like maybe Wei Wuxian, who knows Jung Chung well, or Lan Wangji, because he's read that fucking book. Sorry, yes, do go on. You are the structure wizard.
OMG! Lan Wangji knows! He knows what his brother is doing! Bro, how dare I am eating! Oh god, Wei Wuxian, I need you to come now! I am trying to figure out the structure, because I don't really want it to be a duo with Fix, because then we lose Jung and Lee. Unless Jung and Lee has her own entire fic, but I am not sure I can come up with five interesting times of her edging Jin Si Xuan.
That's fair.
I mean, we could write five times of her edging Jin Si Xuan, but it would just be porn for porn's sake.
Lan Wangji totally knows and is horrified.
OMG, wait.
I mean, personally, I just like write in chronological order, but...
What if Jung Yen Lee uses this edging knowledge and makes it a prove your love trial thing? That would be hilarious! But I am also still not 100% invested in the idea. The way I think of it as a duo is two five-times fics. The first focusing on Wei Wuxian, Lan Wangji, and the second focusing on Jiang Cheng, Lan Xichen. That way we don't lose focus on each pair as we go through. The plot of the other pair is happening in the background of the fic, and we also get a sliver of outside POV on that pair. It tightens the focus and theme. And also, I love five times fics!
That does make a lot of sense.
For Wei Wuxian, Lan Wangji. 1. Cave, no homo. 2. Both at home, jerking off. Wei Wuxian can't stop thinking about Lan Wangji and no orgasms. And Lan Wangji is finding control much harder. 3. Immediately post-meeting at some point? 4. By Feng kiss! Possibly up this to Wei Wuxian realizing it is Lan Wangji and Lan Wangji jerking him off right there, blindfolded. And Lan Wangji nearly coming untouched in his robes, but only holding off by sheer willpower.
Oh my god, Opal.
Possibly that is number 3, actually.
We couldn't figure out how to go from there, but you have done it.
4. Relationship talk. And immediately post-relationship talk, Wei Wuxian jerks off in front of Lan Wangji, fully on display while Lan Wangji watches, fully clothed and not moving. Maybe hips thrusting a little, despite willpower. 5. Lan Wangji tied up and Wei Wuxian working him over, slowly edging him over and over and over. Wei Wuxian comes at some point during this. +1. Lan Wangji once he decides to come. When? We need to figure this out!
Yes, because in number 4, Wei Wuxian is like, oh my god, please let me touch you. I'm going to die over here. Just...
And by number 5, he knows Lan Wangji's tells well enough to know when to back off. And in this fic, we can mention Jiang Yan Li, Jin Si Xuan, and also mention Jiang Cheng being wound up and then relaxed, and how he is around when Wei Wuxian is at Cloud Recesses, etc.
This is maybe a little obvious, but what if? Usually Wei Wuxian bottoms, and Wei Wuxian is like, this is amazing, partner is literally always ready to give it to me. But Lan Wangji comes for the first time while bottoming, maybe? I don't know. Yes. In between the porn, there can be many actual plot-adjacent things.
I want Lan Wangji's orgasm to be a conscious choice on his part.
Oh, yeah. I meant intentionally. It doesn't work thematically if it's an accident.
One day he turns to Wei Wuxian. Today, I will orgasm. And Wei Wuxian nearly dies. Only, not quite that. Wei Wuxian knows Lan Wangji has been contemplating orgasming, thinking hard about whether he wants to. And Wei Wuxian is totally fine either way. It isn't his body. So when Lan Wangji says, on Friday, or whatever, I would like X and want to finish with it, Wei Wuxian is floored and on board and has zero concentration for the rest of the week. But I don't know why Lan Wangji decides to orgasm. And why then? Because Wei Wuxian hasn't been pushing.
It's probably going to be a wave's hand. A thematic thing. Like, You nearly can't avoid the idea that Lamangdi's restraint here is analogous to his aggressive and excessive self-restraint in other ways.
I can see Wei Wuxian flailing around going, do you want to be in me? Me and you? Fresh sheets? Bathing? Ah!
And the point he chooses to orgasm is therefore about him feeling comfortable and relaxed enough to be vulnerable and shit. Also, you are so right. Wei Wuxian has a time.
Ooh, comfortable enough. Okay, that totally works. The only thing I kept thinking was that he'd want it for Wei Wuxian, which, no. I don't want Lan Wangji doing it for anyone but himself. Even if he totally would let all the restraint go, if Wei Wuxian asked.
OMG.
This means it could just be a random Tuesday that it hits Lan Wangji. No particular momentous life event.
Yes. It'd tie in not to the porn, but whatever, like, life background things have been happening.
He realizes that he is content, that Wei Wuxian loves him. Lan Xichun is happy. Everything is good and solid. He is married to Wei Wuxian. Everything is good. He can let go. So he tells Wei Wuxian, and Wei Wuxian is like, hold up, are you sure? And Lan Wangji is like, yes. And then Wei Wuxian freaks out because it has to be perfect.
Yes. Like, maybe Lan Wangji just says, I want to. And they end up getting naked and just making out and grinding against each other. And they often do, like, a lot of kink. But this isn't kinky at all.
Yeah! And it absolutely can't be on a random Tuesday! And Lan Wangji is like, aw, you love me. Okay, we will make this special.
Aww.
And yeah, Lan Wangji gives Wei Wuxian a couple of days to freak out and get the good sheets and a million candles and everything. And yeah, like you said, just making out and grinding. And it takes a bit, because Lan Wangji is used to holding back, but he says he wants to, and he trusts Wei Wuxian to take him there. And Wei Wuxian does, and it is the sappiest, most romantic shit ever.
Whenever I write, or plan, or talk about Wangxian, I always end up here with romantic nonsense that usually I don't love, but...
La 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 la. Part 2. 5 times Jiang Cheng orgasmed, and 1 time Lan Xichun did too. 1. After Wei Wuxian tells him, he tries to not jerk off. He makes it hours. Then Wei Wuxian tells Jiang Yanli, and Jiang Cheng is super embarrassed, so he goes like maybe through the night too. Then he breaks pretty fast, but the orgasm wallops him in the gut. This gets the intro explanation in case someone didn't read the previous fic, plus introing Jiang Yanli, plus introing the theme of Jiang Cheng's embarrassment. 2. Jiang Cheng sees Lan Xichun for some reason. Is he accompanying Wei Wuxian when he meets Lan Wangji? Who knows? Lan Xichun flirts with him. Jiang Cheng can't stop thinking about how if Lan Xichun is like Lan Wangji, then maybe he doesn't jerk off, and then he needs to get off. Like, immediately. 3. The conversation. And the Jiang Sib heart to heart. And then, conversation part 2! Complete with Lan Xichun going, we can try sex if you want, no pressure. And if you hate it or don't want it with me after or anything, that is fine.
Ooh, I like it. I like it a lot.
And then sex, where Lan Xichun makes Jiang Cheng feel like he is the center of the universe. And it is amazing. And Jiang Cheng is dazed.
Lan Xichun is clearly not actually fine. Like, he'll manage, but there will be pining. But it's okay.
Yup, because he is responsible and won't pressure Jiang Cheng.
Lan Xichun is like that, I think. He looks at you so gently, but also so intently that you feel like the most important person in the room.
Yup. And Lan Xichun doesn't actually come during this. He is much too focused on Jiang Cheng.
Of course. Of course.
And Jiang Cheng doesn't actually notice at first. And then after, once he gathers his brain from where it is melted on the floor, he is like, but you? And Lan Xichun is like, not today, gentle smile.
And then they can chat about self-control and emotional regulation and stuff. So that the next scene is Jiang Cheng comes in public, fully clothed and untouched.
And at first, Jiang Cheng figures it is because he isn't good enough. Just wait for it!
Oh no, of course he does.
We have to build to that!
Yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself.
But they talk gently, and it isn't that Jiang Cheng isn't good enough. Really not. It's just that it isn't the right time for Lan Xichun. And somehow, Jiang Cheng actually believes him. It helps that Lan Xichun is very hard against his thigh, and his hips keep hitching and grinding a little as they cuddle. So obviously he is into Jiang Cheng.
Okay, that's incredibly cute. I can't believe that's how I feel about it, but it is.
Lol. It just works for Jiang Cheng. He feels viscerally wanted and proud that he can provoke that reaction.
Hello, yes, we have the theme here. Good.
And also proud that he can hold back from doing something about it. Because Lan Xichun wants him to. 4. The self-control conversation. Maybe this happens when Jiang Cheng is inches from blowing up at Jin Xichuan again. But Jiang Yan Li told him not to. That she has plans. Maybe this is at Baifeng?
Ooh, nice one.
And he is clinging to self-control by the fingernails. And mostly by finding Lan Xichun and begging him to distract him. They go to a private room and Lan Xichun distracts him by fucking him hard. And then they talk as Jiang Cheng cools down, still on Lan Xichun's hard cock. And Lan Xichun mentions the many, many orgasm method of control.
Quiet background screeching.
And Jiang Cheng is like, okay, but how? And then Jiang Cheng comes like 3 more times in the scene until he is just completely wrung out and flying on endorphins. And Lan Xichun is shaking with need. But he came yesterday when they all got there. He needs to wait.
I have not until this moment been actually viscerally attracted to Lan Xichun.
Welcome to my life.
Also, I am looking forward to seeing a totally wrung out Jiang Cheng. That's going to be great. That boy really, really needs some, like, yeah, endorphins. Happy, relaxed chemicals.
Right, he's crying. And he thought he got them before. As you said, jerking off was the only thing keeping him from chi deviating. But this, wow. Wow.
There's just really something about the aftermath of a lot of BDSM adjacent scenes where you, like, are floating on a cloud somewhere and you can't feel your face.
Yup. That is Jiang Cheng. And he is loving it. For a moment, there is nothing in the world that matters. And beside him, Lan Xichun is shaking. 5. The public orgasm scene. Start this one with Wei Wuxian commenting about Jiang Cheng being more relaxed lately.
Jiang Cheng is like, is this really a conversation you actually want to have?
And also with Jin Xichuan coming up to the two of them and just losing it for a moment because he hasn't come in 2 weeks and Jung Yen Lee says he isn't going to until the wedding because he needs to be stronger and get across that he is into this, not just because he loves her, but also because he is just into it, but wants to lodge his protests.
OMG. OMG. OMG.
Mention here, too, that Lan Wangji and Wei Wuxian have finally gotten their shit together.
Yes. In fact, I feel like maybe Zhang Zhang makes some comment about, like, Wei Wuxian being happy and not knowing. The kind of happy Zhang Zhang was before he had a tent next to them on the night hunt a week after their wedding.
And Zhang Zhang is feeling attention because this is an important gathering at Lotus Pier. And everything needs to be perfect. Ha! OMG! Yes! And Zhang Cheng greets Lan Zichen. Smile! And Jin Zixuan comments that they are disgustingly in love. Wait, if Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji are married, that means they got married fast.
Well, I mean, maybe they eloped to avoid wedding planning. Or maybe they don't need to be married yet. Whatever.
I do not think Jiang Yan Li and Lan Zichun would allow them to elope.
Sigh. They wouldn't. Wei Wuxian dreams.
Even if Madame Yu would prefer it. Wei Wuxian dreams so vividly. And yet, Shuxie. And Lan Wangji would give Wei Wuxian anything he desires. But also, Lan Zichun's little frown when Lan Wangji mentions eloping. Tent on the night hunt could be after Lan Wangji's proposal?
Yeah, they agree not to elope, but it's a kind of touchstone. If I have to hear Madame Yu yell about seating one more time, we're eloping. If it gets really intolerably stressful, we're eloping.
Yes! Ooh, maybe this dinner is Jiang Yan Li, Jin Zixuan engagement dinner.
Yeah, I was thinking that kind of thing.
And everything needs to go well because it is for his sister. But Zhang Zhang is stressed. So he goes and jerks off in his room. Lots of fingering. He knows Lan Zichun knows exactly where he is and what he is doing. And Zhang Zhang knows exactly what that does to Lan Zichun. He gets himself off twice. Really fast.
OMG. OMG.
And he is still twitching a little and hypersensitive of the feel of his robes, but floaty. And he just glides through the gathering with a tiny serene smile, a la Lan Zichun.
Lan Zichun has taught him so many things about his own body. It's kind of amazing what you can do when your goal isn't to get off as fast and efficiently as possible so you can go to sleep. Wei Wuxian is like, no, seriously, who are you and what have you done with my brother?
I do feel like Zhang Cheng was pretty good at jerking off pre-Lan Zichun. He knew what he liked. It was good. Lan Zichun just helped it be better. And yeah, take it slower. And maybe fingering wasn't something he did?
Plausibly.
In any case, Wei Wuxian is like, are you a pod person? And Zhang Zhang is like, Lan orgasms. And now Wei Wuxian is both very intrigued and also confused because Lan Zichun was in the room with Wei Wuxian the entire time Zhang Zhang was gone. And also, did you duck out of greeting people to jerk off? Twice. What? Beatific smile.
No, seriously, are you a Zhang Zhang clone kind of feel?
Yep. And now Wei Wuxian is confused and in awe and very confused some more.
And kind of curious because he has nearly no shame. So how does Lan Zichun know? Does he come over and see Zhang Zhang's face and like, that's his post-orgasm face? Yes. And anything that can make Zhang Zhang this floaty, like, wow.
Zhang Zhang greeted Lan Zichun, and Lan Zichun saw his nerves and just gave him a look. Then Zhang Zhang jerked off hard. And yeah, Lan Xichun is a good partner and comes to check in. Cheng Cheng is appropriately floaty and smiley and relaxed.
Oh, yeah. Heck, I like that.
He tells him he did a good job, and Cheng Cheng has to stifle a moan. He is still oversensitive! Don't be saying things like that!
Like, this isn't an order, but for fun you can pretend it is, because it's a suggestion. Ah.
Yes, exactly! Suggestion! And if Cheng Cheng needs the encouragement, which he sometimes does to get over his own needs, then he can take it as an order. And eventually they sit down to dinner. And Lan Xichun and Cheng Cheng are seated next to each other as heirs. Lan Wangji and Wei Wuxian seated next to each other too. Because Jiang Yanli loves them. Or maybe Lan Xichun and Cheng Cheng aren't OMG. But whatever the case, Cheng Cheng isn't oversensitive anymore. He's still riding the mellow, but physically he's fine. I think maybe he is actually sitting next to Wei Wuxian. But then sect leader Yao starts talking.
Oh, yeah, and Lan Wangji is on the other side of Wei Wuxian. Lol.
Ugh, and Zhang Cheng's blood pressure rises because fuck this guy. He is going to ruin it. And Zhang Cheng is going to ruin it because he can't stand him. And he glances at Lan Xichun, all, please help. And Lan Xichun tries to shut Yao down, but shit has been stirred. And Lan Wangji has Wei Wuxian in hand, mostly. And only because Wei Wuxian asked him to beforehand. Mostly, Lan Wangji lets Wei Wuxian do whatever he wants to, because he thinks that shit is hilarious. And Lan Xichun catches and holds Zheng Cheng's eyes and tilts his head slightly.
OMG, yes, yes. I was just thinking, what does Wei Wuxian do?
And Zheng Cheng thinks about it for a moment and nods. And Lan Xichun mouths, good boy, at him. And Zheng Cheng comes right there into his robes. And his eyes close, and the tiniest moan slips out, and his hands clench on the table.
Oh my god, of course that's the trigger.
And it is subtle, but Wei Wuxian glances over at him, and so does Lan Wangji. Lan Wangji. Holy shit.
Wei Wuxian. What? Lan Wangji, internally. I know what that was! What the fuck, guys?
Wei Wuxian is a little confused, but is pretty sure his bro just came. Yes, exactly! And Zheng Cheng rides the endorphins.
While Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji have a strange, partially nonverbal, partially whispered conversation, but Zheng Cheng doesn't even care.
And if we want to be extra mean, he catches Lan Xichun's eye across the room and smiles, a little lazy, and sees the eyes go sharp and hot and wanting and thinks, oh shit. And Lan Xichun does it again. Yes?
Oh god, yes.
And now Wei Wuxian knows. And Zheng Cheng really, really does not care about anything anymore. He is high as fuck on endorphins. And he can tell that Lan Xichun is keeping an eye on him, which makes him feel all fuzzy inside. He can also tell from the way Lan Xichun moves that he is super fucking turned on, and Zheng Cheng is going to be fucked hard and long when the banquet is over. He is going to scream, he can't wait.
Best banquet. He's never attending an official function without Lan Xichun again.
Yes! Melts into satisfied puddle.
For real though, since the Zhengs and the Lans are, so very intermarried now, it makes sense for them to sort of swap. Like, send Wei Wuxian to Cloud Recesses and have Lan Xichun here? Or something? Anyway.
Not in the actual fic, but the next day, Zheng Yanli is like, did you have fun? You looked like you were having fun. And Jung Chung dies again.
We can stick it in the omake.
I am not thinking about politics.
Yeah, same.
Because that way lies way too much figuring things out. Nope, just porn. And the plus one, which we haven't discussed at all. Maybe wedding night?
Could be wedding night. Could be literally that night where Lan Xichun is like, I am going to wreck you for being so goddamn hot. And they both collapse in a post-orgasmic heap and decide that banquets are way better now. Ah, this is all such filth. I am so proud of us.
Ha, lol. I want it to be a different night. And I want there to be a reason we are showing that particular night. Like, why is it special? Lan Xichun does orgasm. We talk about it in other sections. Why this one? Oh, wait, I had a thought. Give me a moment. This is the time Jung Chung loses it and makes Lan Xichun orgasm. Lan Xichun approves and wants it, but Jung Chung is the driving force. And it is because they meet with Nie Ming Tui and Meng Yao, and Jung Chung realizes they have had sex. He realizes because Nie Ming Tui is like, wow, Jung Chung is better for you than either of us were.
Ooh, I'm into it. Yep. Meng Yao is like, that'd be why they're getting married. But he maybe says this entirely with his face, and thus poor Jung Chung has no idea.
Lol. Meng Yao is like, hint, hint, Nie Ming Tui, married.
Lol. Yes. Everyone gets married. The cultivation world needs to do something about the lack of female offspring.
Lol. Only girl babies, except for our OT4 juniors. But yes, then Lan Xichun and Jung Chung go home, and Jung Chung is a little jealous, but kinda not really. Which is weird, because he expected to be super jealous. But he knows Lan Xichun wants him. At the same time, he wants to show Lan Xichun that he chose right. And he knows it is about time for Lan Xichun to want an orgasm and is like, can we? Tonight? And Lan Xichun is like, aw, sure. And Jung Chung is like, I want to be in charge. Because he wants to treat Lan Xichun like he is the center of the universe, like Lan Xichun usually does to him. I had really wanted to do a sex toy under clothing thing with these two, but I don't know if it can fit in this scene. Unless Jung Chung wants it to be super special and he spends all day teasing Lan Xichun. All day! Lan Xichun has duties, damn it! He can't just say fuck it and spend the rest of the day fucking Jung Chung. And yet, there Jung Chung is, swanning around cloud recesses in white Lan robes with purple accents. Lan Xichun's robes! And Lan Xichun knows he's wearing a plug because he watched Jung Chung put it in this morning. Lan Xichun picked it!
I went and didn't tidy, and yes, Lan Xichun is dying. Save him. From himself. This is like 50% his own fault.
He should have known not to introduce Nie Ming Tui and Jung Chung and Meng Yao. Especially because he definitely caught the other two whispering to Jung Chung later in the day. If Jung Chung suggests going to the cold pools to meditate, Lan Xichun might scream.
He shows up to serve lunch in the Hanshin. Pours Lan Xichun's tea very carefully. Does his best demure impression, maybe? I feel like once he's chilled out, he might enjoy occasionally pretending this one a bit, chiefly because it's extremely funny, and it sets Lan Xichun off.
I could see that, but only in private.
He's terrible at it, but, you know. Oh yeah, super only in private.
And he gets a kick out of the fact that, regardless of how bad he is, he'll be forever better at it than Wei Wuxian.
Lol. But yeah, Jung Chung just swans around cloud recesses all day, being all, like, attentive, basically, as an excuse to show up and... Look, he's no good at seduction or whatever, but he can just show up and sit down more carefully than usual.
And look, Lan Zichun knows he has kinks, and that one of them is seeing Zhang Cheng super put together. But knowing he is so turned on, he can barely think. Lol. And maybe stroke his sword accidentally phallically?
I'm pretty sure in canon he has his little stim where he runs his thumb over the tip of his sword's hilt.
Oh my god, what? I'm trying to think of other demure but sexy things for Zhang Cheng to do. Maybe they do go to the cold springs, but legit, Zhang Cheng just gets naked and meditates. Only he is super hard, and Lan Zichun can see that, and wants.
Don't let me distract you. I know you have lots of important work to be doing. And the self-control shit has been paying off, actually, because Zhang Cheng actually can wait.
Maybe Zhang Cheng leans in when he pours Lan Zichun tea at some point and is like, anytime today, anytime you want me to, just say the word. And then just sits there, proper seat and sleeves just so. And Lan Zichun wants to wreck him.
Yes. OMG. Yes. It is paying off. And Lan Zichun is both proud and so very upset that he did this to himself.
Right? Exactly! Created a monster! And now he has to decide if and when to set Zhang Cheng off, and it is killing him, because Zhang Cheng normally needs it when they do it.
Why does he even do this? What is he actually gaining from spending his evenings doing things that aren't mutually orgasming to pleasant oblivion? He's forgotten.
It isn't ever about Lan Zichun.
Yeah.
Lol. But now all the spotlight is on how much Lan Zichun wants to see Zhang Cheng try and keep his cool while coming. And while Lan Zichun doesn't think he'd want this pressure or attention or focus normally for this one day, yeah.
And like, it's still pretty new for Zhang Cheng that someone wants him this much. That he has the power to pretty much literally make a man weak at the knees with desire. It's probably a hell of a rush.
Crying! No! Zhang Cheng! Yes, such a rush! Lan Zichun definitely makes him come, completely untouched in the cold springs, naked and open and completely for Lan Zichun's pleasure. And Zhang Cheng actually arches and writhes and shows off his pleasure, which is not something he ever thought he would do, because he didn't think of himself as an object of desire. And it normally takes several orgasms or lots of working over for Zhang Cheng to get this open about his pleasure. And Lan Zichun is stunned.
He has created a monster. How is he ever supposed to get work done again? Lan Zichun has regrets, except, like, not really. Not really. He was hoping it'd help somehow, if Zhang Cheng was as flustered as he was. But then Zhang Cheng made it sort of a show, and now Lan Zichun is like, help me.
Lol. Yup. And he knows he could just abandon control and fuck Zhang Cheng right there. Come inside him and Zhang Cheng would still wear the plug all day. But it seems like a waste. He wants to know what else Zhang Cheng has planned. And he likes being teased. He hasn't had this extended teasing since Nie Ming Chui was in Cloud Recesses. And even then, it wasn't this. This feels special. Zhang Cheng is so focused on him and what he wants. Crying.
Yes. And Lan Zichun is usually the one quietly in control of, well, basically all of the proceedings. Not in a domineering way, necessarily, unless they're playing with that. But just in a, my hand is at the reins. I am the one to tease and kindle desire and look at others in a way that makes them feel things.
Yes. And this level of attention and care is not what he normally gets, or wants or needs. And if Jiang Cheng was attempting to do this on the regular, Lan Zichen would be like, thank you, no. But this once? Wow! And the slow burn of it is good for Lan Zichen. They might need to play with that later. The slow ramping up of pleasure.
I wonder if he's not super used to the denial actually feeling like a denial in that way. Like, sure, he doesn't come during sex a lot of the time, and is still turned on, and that's denial, but he walks about his life in a normal way. The books had made it sound like you get married, and two lands methodically plan their orgasms for dual cultivation and optimal chi health, and that's that. And okay, yes, the control is hard to learn, and you have to deal with having sex and not releasing, but it's not discussed in like a sexy way.
Yes! And also, Lan Zichen is used to denial in the sex moment. And also does sometimes walk around with a low burn of arousal because Jiang Cheng is fucking hot. But it hasn't ever been low arousal on purpose. It's always been tertiary to teasing Jiang Cheng or getting him off or whatever. Never focused on him. He's always been able to put it out of his mind. But here Jiang Cheng is, teasing and lingering, available for pleasure at a moment's notice, in a way he isn't normally. And suddenly, Lan Zichen is aware of his own pleasure in ways he isn't normally outside of sex.
Yes. Jiang Cheng calmly answering correspondence in the Hanshi. Lan Zichen sweats.
So many lols! The books would make this sound so dry! Both Lan Zichen and Lan Wangji are so unprepared. Lol.
He just had a cold bath that it appears to have not really helped. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and he just can't not. So he says the words, and maybe they're a little tentative, because Jiang Cheng isn't worked up in any way, but Lan Zichen just wants to see him lose it. And Jiang Cheng comes right there, trembling and letting out little gasps and moans and clenching his free hand into white knuckles, staring into space, mouth hanging open. And Lan Zichen just stares so hard it is painful.
He normally gives Jiang Cheng some warning, but they spoke about this earlier today, and so no warning, just a sudden gut punch orgasm.
And then Jiang Cheng blinks back to himself and continues writing. Yes! Ugh, that's so good for me! He's writing like nothing happened! And Lan Zichen is like, I am dead. I have ascended. Nothing is real anymore.
Yep. Also, this is all my own entire fault. I did this.
Lan Zichen wants to do it again and again, just to see Jiang Cheng react.
Why did I teach my partner very patiently about the value and methods of self-control?
To see if he can break that. Except that he knows he can. He can see Jiang Cheng hanging on by a thread. So he doesn't. Well, not more than once. Right then.
Because if Jiang Cheng loses it, then Lan Zichen will absolutely lose it.
Look, Jiang Cheng is gorgeous when he comes, all right? Exactly. Jiang Cheng, internally. Oh God, why did I tell him he could do this? I am dying. None of these notes are worth anything. Oh no, he is saying it again. Fuck. So good. Brain mush.
And look, when they do eventually have sex, Lan Zichen is just going to be totally unable to shut up. Like, his mind is going to be full of filth all day, and he's going to have to spend the entire time telling Jiang Cheng about it.
The day definitely includes a sparring break. Yes!
About how he kind of constantly wants to make Jiang Cheng come in public, and how in private, he wants to know how many times in a row he can say the words.
Maybe Jiang Cheng comes just from the dirty talk. Yes! Jiang Cheng is like, put a pin in that, because yes, we need to test that. Tie me up and gag me so I can't tell you to stop. other safety measures taken, and just do it until I can't anymore.
Yep. The result, I suspect, is actually Zhang Cheng passes out.
I want to know how good I am at this. Set the bar so that next time, I can do better. Lol, yes. Or Lan Zijun breaks and fucks him because it is too pretty.
Or Lan Zijun stays completely clothed, ties Zhang Cheng up naked and sits next to him. Maybe he holds his hand and strokes it gently and says the words, quietly, over and over, barely moving himself except a kiss overwhelmed tears off Zhang Cheng's face. Anyway, we're getting off topic, lol.
I kind of want, for by the time they actually have sex, Zhang Cheng is already mostly fucked out and exhausted. He's been on edge and hyper-aware all day, trying to make it good for Lan Zijun. Holy shit, yes!
Yep.
And Lan Zijun dirty talks him into another orgasm, and Zhang Cheng is basically just done. But he wants it to be good for Lan Zijun. Except that fucked out Zhang Cheng is good for Lan Zijun.
So that works out.
And Lan Zijun is desperate in a way he hardly ever gets. Needy and shaking. And tears the clothes off Zhang Cheng. Beautiful, stained Lan robes. And Zhang Cheng just flops onto the bed. And Lan Zijun slides the plug out and himself in and goes for it. Not focused on anything but his own pleasure. And Zhang Cheng is oversensitive and raw and loving every minute of this. And Lan Zijun comes spectacularly. And Zhang Cheng doesn't. But he's good. He is so, so good.
Zhang Cheng manages to land on his back for the sex so he can see.
Yes!
I'm sort of imagining, once they've kind of recovered a bit, a spot of post-sex chat that's like Zhang Cheng saying, if you pull any of that at the wedding, though, I'll murder you.
On the one hand, yes.
Like, in a way where they're both stupid happy.
On the other, I want him to trust Lan Zijun more than that. Lol.
True, although in context I'd intend for it to be, like, obvious nonsense.
Ah, yes! In that case, Lan Zijun could reply with, but the engagement dinner?
But yeah, some sort of soft, sleepy, slap-happy post-sex banter. Lan Zijun does a really stupid laugh when he's too tired and happy to keep up any sort of front whatsoever. The end. Yay.
In the same vein.
Yes.
And Lan Zijun brings it up later during sex, dirty-talking Zhang Cheng about being in their wedding robes and in the middle of the ceremony, Lan Zijun making him come in front of everyone, making him wear a golden plug as part of the jewelry and all that. And they both know it's just a fantasy, but wow, does it get Zhang Cheng off.
Yes.
And it gets Lan Zijun off, too. Fans those flames high.
Lan Zijun discovering an unknown possessive streak.
Not super possessive, because I'm not into that normally. It doesn't bother him that Zhang Cheng has his own life and stuff, but the fantasy of control is good.
Less a no one else can have you streak, though they can't. And more of a, I want you to be, in a fantasy way, reminded of me in you.
Like, Zhang Cheng would not for a moment be into being owned IRL. But in fantasy? Yes, please? Oh, yes. That. That.
He is such a sub. Lan Zijun surprises himself by being really into, like, Zhang Cheng wearing his clothes or leaving some marks and so on.
Zhang Cheng definitely pouts at one point because he wants to spend a lazy Saturday at home, plugged with Lan Zijun's cum in him. But he also wants Lan Zijun to fuck him at the end of that. And Lan Zijun has already come that week. Yes!
Walking around with a butt plug Lan Zijun has specifically designed, you know.
It is jade. It matches his sow.
Of course.
The end!
The end. Hooray.
If you enjoyed this podfic, you can find it on Archive of Our Own, and we would love it if you would leave us feedback. Give us your thoughts, etc. You can find it, as I said, on Archive of Our Own, /users/Opalsong.
Or Archive of Our Own, /users/Forvain.
Thank you for listening!
Thank you.
Okay, let's do the mini aside, because we already have a bunch of fucking outtakes, so why not?
Why not? Aside about actually twins, twin jades. Actually, now you've said it, my brain is like, AU where Lan Wangji and Lan Qichun are actually twins, and I'm vibrating.
Twins, you say?
Yeah, I just thought, if they're twins, then the dynamic is even more interesting, because of course they have this understanding of each other, and of course everyone thinks Lan Qichun is the hot one. Because he smiles, you guys. They're both intimidatingly hot, but with them both looking at you, if Lan Qichun weren't smiling kindly, you'd just actually burst into tears. I absolutely live for your reading of Rating Explicit, which is a highlight of a lot of your profits. Anyway.
Okay. Apparently it's become a thing. People really like me reading the rating.
And the tags, which are, yeah. Anyway.
Like, I have a lot of feelings about if I'm going to record the header data, I better make it worth listening to. So, like, I try. But yeah, apparently I have been told multiple times now that me reading the word explicit is just a thing. And that somebody should do a supercut or something. I don't know.
They should.
Okay. Well, now we have an outtake at the end.
Listen, regular masturbation is the only release valve he has that's making him not, like, G-deviate.
I would like to say, I feel like that is canonical, and also, like,
yes.
I kind of want, like, I would say I want it on a t-shirt, but, like, I don't even know what I want. I just want, like, a meme.
Yes.
And that it's so good, like, regular masturbation is the only thing that's making him not, like, G-deviate.
How did that come into my brain from, like, a blessing from somewhere?
I know. It's so good. It's such a good line.
Anyway.
But also, the point of this story is not Jiang Cheng being worked over by Lan Qichun. Side note, it kind of does become that again. When we were, like, editing the doc, I noticed that the, like, five times for Wei Wuxian and Lan Wangji is, like, fairly concise, and then we get, like, verbose when it comes to Jiang Cheng and Lan Qichun. It's like, oh dear.
We were just inspired.
Sure.
You know.
Today, I will orgasm. And Wei Wuxian nearly dies.
Ow! Anyway, sorry.
I'm having a moment! That is not actually even my Lan Wangji voice.
I know.
But it's close. Oh. I'm sorry. Just... Chung Chung having the power to make him weak at the wee...
Weak at the knees, probably. He deserves now, this, okay? He deserves look, this.
Look, now I want a whole nother AU where Jung Chung and Nie Hoisang talk about this and talk about making their respective older partners just, like, go weak. And Jung Chung goes to Hoisang for, like, tips on how to do this shit.
Bonding.